Hello everyone and welcome to the Actual English Podcast. In fact, welcome to the first episode of the Actual English Podcast. I am Fraser and I will be the one hosting and speaking in these podcasts. These podcasts are designed to provide understandable, comprehensible and natural English to you listeners from me. And I am of course a native English person, but I should add that as I am from England and not the USA, I shall be teaching you British English. However, I'm sure some of you already noticed my British accent. In my opinion, the best way to improve your comprehension, listening and vocabulary in your target language is through intense audio immersion. Instead of focusing on complicated grammar rules to the point where they make you sick, you should rather be consuming comprehensible, which just means understandable, native content, otherwise known as learning a language through natural context. For example, it is well known that your brain is more likely to remember words from the context of a sentence it was in, rather than trying to memorise single words. Most of us studied one language during our time at school. However, how many of us remember the words that we were forced to memorise for a test? I would guess that hardly any, and this is because often the methods used in schools were designed for short-term memory to help pass a test that was in a week or maybe 2 weeks. Whereas using the methods of learning English through natural native content, you're more likely to memorise and learn English for good in the long term, which I hope is all of your goals if you're listening to my podcast. My podcast is targeted at intermediate to upper intermediate English learners. However, that does not mean beginners cannot use my podcast for valuable native English content if they wish to, and to help them build a basis in the English language. More information about how best to use these podcasts and the scientific research behind this method will be available in the second podcast. In today's podcast, I'll be given a brief introduction on who I am, and you will get to know who the host of the Actual English Podcast is. As previously mentioned, my name is Fraser and I am from England. I was born and raised here in England and grew up in a small town. I say small, medium-sized town in the south of England called Reading. Reading is just half an hour outside of London. We have a fairly impressive newly built train station. It actually looks more like an airport than a train station. And there's also a cool lion statue near the centre in one of the gardens. You probably haven't heard of my town, so just remember, it's not that far from London. I graduated from university in July of last year. I studied law, a subject where the majority of students decide they want to become a lawyer after studying it. Much like Harvey Specter from the TV show Suits, maybe some of you have watched this show. And you may have thought that I studied in England, but actually I studied in Belfast, which is located in Northern Ireland, next to Ireland. Northern Ireland is a part of the UK, but Ireland is not part of the UK. And I shall make a future podcast about my university and time at university. My university was called Queen's University Belfast. Unlike some other students, I knew that I wanted to be a lawyer, so choosing my degree of law was quite an easy choice. Also from my time at sixth form. Sixth form is what us British people call high school. So do you know the 2 years before university or college in America? For us that is sixth form. And in sixth form I knew that I am a person who prefers subjects which use words and writing rather than, for example, mathematics or science. Therefore, I knew that law would suit me as a student as I am stronger in a writing task than a mathematics task, for example. As of today, I am 22 and would like to complete a master's in Russian language before I eventually qualify and work as a solicitor, hopefully in a big international law firm. My dream job, though, would include both law and languages, as I am a big fan of learning languages. You could even say it is my passion, and it is more than just a hobby. So my entire degree lasted for 3 years, from 2017 to 2020. I was 18 when I started the degree and 21 when I finished it. Additionally, as I previously mentioned, I really enjoy learning languages, and I also studied in my free time at university languages. Specifically, I was learning, and I still am learning, Polish, which I can happily now say I speak at an advanced level. In addition to Polish, around last summer, to the end of last summer, so August, September time, I started studying Russian, which I'm still studying, and recently I started studying French. Mainly I focus on Russian and French because my Polish is at a good level. I plan to pick up Spanish in a year's time as another foreign language, but then I think that will be enough foreign languages for me, and I will just try to keep all of those languages at a good level. In total, it would be English, Polish, Russian, Spanish, and French. This is my dream, so we will see if it happens. Personally, I'm very proud that during my time studying law, which in my opinion is a very hard subject, I managed to learn one of the hardest European languages at the same time. Now I would like to pursue something for myself, something that I will really enjoy, and that is why I'm going to study Russian. However, Russian in Poland. This will be the perfect opportunity to master Polish while also improving my Russian. And as we say in English, so this is a British English expression, to kill two birds with one stone. I'm not sure if I can pick one reason or one moment for why I love learning languages and love the idea of speaking in a foreign language, but if I had to choose one, it would be because of my time learning Mandarin Chinese in school. Surely this was the reason why. I remember the teacher I had for the entire 5 years of Mandarin, Mr. Wu. What an absolute legend this man was. He's definitely one of the most effective and nice teachers I ever had. And even to this day, I still use some of his language learning techniques when I learn my languages. This also reminds me of a great school trip we had to Beijing in China. This was my first taste of life outside of Europe, and it was a real eye-opening trip. I think this trip and my joy learning Chinese definitely lit the language learning flame inside me. It wasn't until Polish, my first foreign language, if you don't count Chinese, because that was just at school, until I started understanding how to study and learn a language effectively, to make sure that I don't waste time on inefficient methods. But the best way to learn in life is learning from mistakes. So if it wasn't for making those mistakes when learning Polish, I wouldn't be using my language learning methods today. The most important method of them is comprehensible input and intensive listening, exactly like you guys are doing now, listening to this podcast. So, well done. Never be afraid to make mistakes, as this is the best way you can learn from making the mistakes, because you know what you did wrong, and then you understand, and then you won't make that mistake again. So it's better to try, make a mistake, and learn from it than not try at all. I don't want to give this a bad name, but I definitely spent too much time learning Duolingo at the start. I think everyone knows Duolingo, yes, the language learning app with the orange owl, green owl. So guilty as charged, I spent too much time on Duolingo. But it was from these mistakes that caused me to begin searching on YouTube for how to learn a language effectively. and I found polyglots such as Luca Lamparello and Steve Kaufman. Steve Kaufman often talked about comprehensible input, which is actually a study by the incredible Stephen Krashen, where language learners such as you guys and girls listening, they should learn a language by watching, listening, or reading native content that isn't too much harder above their current level. Hopefully my podcast is the perfect level for you intermediate learners that are hopefully listening now. And thanks to this idea, I searched for native Polish podcast and came across a podcast called realpolish.pl with Piotr. So big thank you and shout out to Piotr for those podcasts. He taught me that you can learn a language to a very good level from simply listening again and again and again, over and over again. And that is exactly what I did. I chose an episode and listened to it whenever I was doing anything. Studying, gaming, going to the gym, or even just walking. I just listened, and I listened a lot. Even if I felt I couldn't understand enough, I carried on listening. And that's exactly what I want you listeners to do. Because step by step, you will start understanding more and more, slowly, 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 and one day it will just click. Suddenly you will understand everything. And that's it. It's a nice and simple method, but very effective. It just requires lots of listening. You don't even have to listen and do nothing and focus on what you're listening to. Simply listen, even while doing other things. And also, the great thing about this method is you can choose content which is interesting to you and you like. That is all for today's podcast. Let me know in the comments below if you are watching or listening on YouTube, and if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can send me an email at learnactualenglish@gmail.com. That's learnactualenglish@gmail.com with any feedback, suggestions, or comments. It will be very appreciated, so if you want to, go ahead. You can even send me a request of a future episode topic, and I may make a podcast on it. So if you're interested in something, let me know, and I might make a podcast on it. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and everybody take care and stay safe. You can find the transcript or the text of exactly what I said on my website, which will be in the description of this video and on every site where you can find this podcast. See you later, and thank you.